Gurney's got it here, 102.3 XLC, and we have Dr. Lori Casey, who is superintendent of schools, Woodland District, District 50. I'm District 56. I feel like I have to throw that out there right away.
That's okay.
But we marry together eventually.
That's right.
My son,
we work very closely with them.
Yes, my son went to 56, just started high school this year, so I was happy because it was like 500 and something days at home with all three of my children. I lost count after a while, but we are back to school. And Lori, before we get to what the school year is looking like, how long have you been with Woodland District 56?
Sure.
So District 50. Oh my gosh, I'm sorry. It's like a ex-lover or something that I just slipped
up. You'd be all right with it. I couldn't even tell you what my kid's district even...
You don't know the district number.
4,552. That's what I'm going with.
District 50, how long have you been there?
I've been there for 24 years.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so okay. I've been there a long time. So... District 50, as you know, there's two districts in Gurnee. One of them is District 56 and the other one is District 50. We have 5,000 students and we have over 900 employees.
Wow.
So we're the larger district of the two districts.
And you guys are hiring too, which we're going to get to momentarily if you are looking for work.
Mm-hmm.
But after a not so normal school year, how are students and staff adapting? I know, my kids don't go to District 50, but this is something for everybody right now that everyone is going through.
Mm-hmm. Sure. So we've put some things in place to help our students and our staff adapt.
Yeah.
So for our staff, for example, we started a new wellness committee. That's really going to help our staff just work, making sure that they're taking care of themselves, from a health perspective, from a mental health perspective,
right?
So they can take care of our kids. From a student perspective, we have, we're putting a lot of safety mitigation factors in place so that everybody can stay in school. That's our goal. So we have a layered mitigation approach. We have a dashboard on our website that shows you every day how many cases we may have in the district.
Okay.
If anybody's quarantined in the district, what buildings they're in. So we want to be really transparent because as a parent, we know that that's scary.
That's nice because I get an email every day. And I know that that's just how it's going to be getting the, but you can't keep up with it all. And it's like having the dashboard is a really cool idea. Mm-hmm.
We're also spending more time at the beginning of the year helping our students with that social emotional relationship piece,
right?
Like you said, your kids haven't been back in a while. So, for some of our students, we have some first graders that have never been in school.
Yeah.
So we're not rushing into, we have to get right to work and back to school the way it was because it's not the way it was. So we're really rushing into, we're really trying to spend some time building those relationships again. With each other and with our teachers, and in order to learn, our kids have to have that to start with.
Right.
So that's where we're really starting our foundation this year on those factors.
Are there any students remote learning?
Currently, no.
No. Okay. Mm-mm.
Our goal is always to have everybody here 5 days in person.
Right.
There are certain guidelines from the state that if somebody is not vaccinated and has to be quarantined due to an exposure or has COVID, then we work with those families and provide instruction.
Okay. We're talking about all of the changes and stuff. What are some positive takeaways from the pandemic?
Sure. There were actually a lot of positive takeaways from the pandemic. One example I like to share is, for example, our parent-teacher conferences, which I'm sure you've been to many. We had to do them remotely last year. And a lot of our parents loved that because if we have a child in three different schools, they sat in their living room.
It was beautiful.
They didn't have to worry about parking. They didn't have to worry about childcare. So this year we've changed our conferences and other parents said, I wanted to be in person. I wanted to have that choice. So this year we've changed our conferences so parents will have that choice. They'll be able to choose if they want to be in person or if they want to do it remotely.
I actually did it from bed while I had COVID. I had parent-teacher conferences. So I'm hoping not to be in the exact same situation, but I could get used to conferences from the bedroom.
I'm telling you. That sounded really weird. I got to tell you, I think that is a very big positive because I was always the person that got stuck behind the parent ahead of me that asked way too many questions.
Oh,
and so my appointment time was always like 30 minutes after when it should have been. And I'm sitting in the hallway on those little tiny chairs like,
one butt cheek on it.
Come on, bro. I'm yelling outside the door.
We asked our teachers actually just this week about what some of their positives were.
Yeah.
And they said they really got to know their students more. On a personal level, they met the families. They got to meet their pets. They got tours of their homes.
Yep.
They got to see the homes virtually.
They got to probably see more than they wanted to see, but
they took really more responsibility for their own learning.
Mm-hmm.
And then the teachers had to learn and pivot and do a whole new way of teaching. Our teachers are amazing.
Yeah.
And they learned so many new ways to utilize technology and had to learn new ways to connect with students that they couldn't connect because they weren't in the same room. Our parents, we really strengthened, I think, that parent school involvement because our parents had to be more involved.
Right.
It was difficult on everybody, and we know it was difficult on so many of our parents. But it really strengthened that relationship because you really got to see into the classroom every day. And it just built its sense of learning together.
Yeah.
It really built that sense of community and learning together. And if we couldn't figure something out, then, you know, a lot of times a parent would help us or a student would help us. So it really helped build that sense of community. But we took a lot of lessons from that. And somebody said to me it was like teaching in 2030 with 2010 capabilities, you know, but we pushed ourselves to do things that we never would have done otherwise. So I think it really had a lot of positives.
That's awesome. Now, speaking with Dr. Lori Casey here, Superintendent of Schools for Woodland District 50, and I mentioned that there were some employment opportunities available, mm-hmm. but for people that don't know about Woodland, what is the hashtag life in the
sure,
W?
Sure. So life in the W is really the place where we all come together. We spend a lot of time talking about life in the W, and it really is able, it shows us like that we're, it helps us bring our differences together.
Okay.
So it's one more way to just highlight some of our diversity. So for one student, it might be science in the W, and for another student, it might be band in the W. And it really lets us show our successes and our achievements. And this was really important during the pandemic,
yeah.
right? Because there was a place during the pandemic where we could all come together, even when we were apart. So it really helped bring that hashtag life in the W. It meant something different to everybody. I was in line at a local store and getting a gift certificate, and there was a little boy in front of me, and he had on a Woodland shirt, which,
yeah.
of course, I have for you today.
Of course.
And he had a W on it, I had on a W shirt. And so he was, like, tagging his mom, and he's like, "Mom, look, she's from the W," you know? And because we'd been remote, like, he hadn't seen me or I hadn't
right.
seen him. And they're like, "Oh, we're from the W." And I said, "Oh, I'm from the W." And it's just a connection that people, it meant different things to different people, but it really, really helped during the pandemic. So we're going to expand.
That's a neat idea.
Yeah, it was cool. We're going to expand that this year.
If somebody wants to join the W and actually be employed by the W, you guys have a ton of employment opportunities. How does somebody go about applying for those?
Sure. I'm glad you asked that question. I think sometimes people think that if you apply, work for a school district, you can only be a teacher.
Yeah.
And there's so many other things you can do for
right.
a school district. So we have on our website, if they go to our human resource section,
okay.
We update it daily of
cool.
any opportunities we have. So we have everything from bus drivers to nurses to people in technology to, you know, certain types of teachers. Maintenance technicians. Like
awesome.
We need all different kinds of people. And it's great because it's in the community.
Right.
And a lot of times you're working with your own children's schedule.
Yeah.
You know, so even if you're in another district, live in another district, like District 56, you know, you're still on that school schedule. So a lot of people like it for that reason.
Cool.
Yeah, we'd love to have more. We're looking, there's some hard to fill positions and we'd love to have people apply.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for coming in and talking about Woodland District 50. And before I let you go, Gurney's got it. We do ask your Gurney go-to.
Sure. My Gurney go-to would be probably, can I say more than one?
List them off.
Okay. So I would say my husband and I like to go to Stevens for a nice dinner.
Love Stevens.
We love the backyard. You kind of feel like you're up in Wisconsin
yep.
and having a good meal and a Dairy Queen.
Okay.
Now that it's moved.
The new Dairy
like
Queen
Dairy
is
Queen.
Nice. Yep.
And then I love going to the Gurney Garden Center, you know,
Same.
For a whole different reason.
But, yep.
So
Gurney.
One other nice thing about Woodland is we're right in the middle of Gurney. Like
mm-hmm.
we take in seven different cities, but there's so many places in Gurney that, our teachers can go to for lunch or our staff can go to. So it's really centrally located, but there's a lot of great restaurants and a lot of great things to do.
Awesome. Thank you so much for coming in again and being on with the Gurney's Got It here on XLC.